Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
What a lovely voice you have, Gary.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
So I think people in the studio must have think I was going a bit nuts this morning, because as I was reading over your biography, I was trying to get my voice to the back of my throat and making all these sounds. People kind of walking by going,
very good. You'd be a good student.
What is she doing now? But fascinating stuff. Just terrific. Of course, I'm in radio, so of course we're all about voice. And I hear so many people whose voices need help.
Yes, of course. People underestimate the power of the voice in their lives.
They do. It really changes everything, doesn't it? I mean, if you're confident in your voice, you're sort of confident in your whole person.
Well, you know what it is? It's all a matter of power, believe it or not. We are by nature power hungry. We need to have power of various kinds. And you know, when your voice gets stronger, you gain a greater sense of power over yourself, over your conversations, over your power to communicate.
Absolutely. And now you've had a very interesting journey with voice. I mean, you started out wanting to be a singer, is that right?
That's right. I wanted to be an opera singer originally.
And then
I had a whole series of voice teachers that essentially screwed up my voice. At a certain point, I woke up and I said, you know what, there's only one way I'm going to improve my voice is to try to do it on my own. So I began doing research into exercise physiology, into the vocal musculature, and I realized that, you know, what's required is a system that builds voices, and that's what I've created.
And you really went into detail in studying the anatomy of the throat and really getting into the details of what makes a voice work.
That's correct.
So,
and, you know, most people don't realize that the vocal mechanism is based upon muscles. So speaking in a certain sense and singing are sports. So if you think of it like that, as a sport that requires the proper functioning of vocal muscles to work effectively.
Absolutely. And now, do you work with people who are just to use their speaking voice or just with singers?
Both.
Both. Wow.
Both.
Great. Is there a big difference?
Well, there's a difference in terms of level of intensity. For example, if you're building somebody's speaking voice, you don't have to be too concerned about range. Or upper register, for example, but when you're working with a singer, you got to build a lower register, and you have to build the upper register. Then you have to make sure the voice sounds musical. Where when you're building just a speaking voice, all you're concerned with is increasing sort of the resonance and power of the voice.
And with the application that you're just coming out with for the iPad, is that good for anyone, like just a regular person who wants to improve their voice as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The beauty of it is that I've really been able to incorporate the essence of what I do into this application. It's for the speaking voice and for the singing voice, and it's quite remarkable how it works.
And what would you say if people were going to pick up the app, what kind of people would be interested in it? Like what would it help them do?
Well, first of all, if you're a singer, no matter what level you're on, in terms of your singing, it'll build your voice. It'll give you greater power, resonance, control. And if you if you care about your speaking voice, whether it's in your job or on a personal level, you would use the application to build your speaking voice. So it applies, and it also applies to people of all ages.
That's great. So I guess if you're doing public speaking, or even if you're just the CEO of a big company, it's all going to be good stuff.
Of course, because look at the tool that the voice is. We respond as much to the sound of a person's voice as we do to the content of what a person is saying. And that's an important concept. That the way a voice sounds, if it's attractive, it draws you in immediately. If you have an unattractive speaking voice, you automatically push somebody away. And a person is pushed away from you even independent of that person's awareness. We just have a natural love for a nice-sounding voice.
Absolutely. Wow. Now, you've worked with some amazing people, most of all, of course, Whitney Houston, who recently passed away. It must have been very sad for you to hear about her passing.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go to the Clive Davis party, watching TV as I was getting dressed, and I saw the announcement on TV. I went into shock. I was supposed to see her that night.
Oh, my God. It was a shock for everyone. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But you got to work with one of the greatest voices ever in her, I guess.
Yes, she's at the very top, no question about that.
Now, she had such a great voice. I guess the first question that came to my mind is, what would you have to improve on?
You know, one thing about as singers, they always want more. No matter how well you sing, you want to have more voice. And what's great about what I do is no matter what level you're on, it gives you that much more. And whoever I worked with, no matter who it is, whether it's Bocelli or Seal or Whitney Houston, they always find out there's so much more they have to go. there's always more voice to be had. There's a greater sound. There's more control. There's more everything. So that's the glory of building a person's voice.
Yeah. Well, you've worked with some great voices, too. I mean, I guess it's kind of like fine-tuning a car.
Well, it's not really like that. When you're fine-tuning a car, the car is what it is after you fine-tune. You just have sort of tweaked it. What I literally do is build a person's voice. Build it. In other words, it's like going to the gym. When you go to a gym, you're not fine-tuning your body. You're literally building it. Well, you're building muscle, you're building power, you're building strength. So you're creating something new. So that's what I do is different. You literally create a new kind of voice. And all because the voice is based upon muscles. And you could literally transform muscles with the proper kind of exercising.
So someone who has a really terrible voice, who just it's all squished in their throat and just doesn't sound right, you could make them sound really, really good?
Of course. That's the whole point. The point is the reason why that person's voice sounds that way is because of the condition of his or her vocal musculature. For example, people who have nasal voices, you know those irritating sounds in the nose, that's all physical. Every unattractive characteristic of a voice has a physical cause. And by altering the physical cause, you alter the voice automatically.
Fascinating stuff.
Now, thank you.
What would you have to work on with someone like Tony Bennett, who's been sort of doing it for so long?
Well, you know, Tony is a very athletic singer, right? Think of it as a sport, again. And if you're an athlete, you need to, you know, especially as you're getting older, you need to make sure your voice is fit. So in Tony's case, he wanted more voice. He wanted to be able to sing longer. And, you know, he's a high note singer. So, you know, that's also an additional responsibility when you sing high notes, because high notes are physically more difficult than low notes. So you need to have the proper muscular foundation to sing high notes. So everybody has different needs. You know, some people are scrubbing on. You know, when I was on tour with Fred Durst with Limp Bizkit, you know, half the stuff is screaming. So my job with him was to make sure he can scream without losing his voice. Everybody has a different need in terms of vocal voice building.
Was it that way with Paul Stanley from Kiss as well?
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely guy. Yeah.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, yeah. And you also work with some younger people, sort of just new getting into the business, like Robin Thicke, and he has a lovely voice. What did you work on with him?
Well, like Robert, when he first began singing, he sang mostly falsetto, which is very, very damaging to a voice naturally. People who sing falsetto over a period of time oftentimes lose their voices or undergo some kind of vocal deterioration. So in Robin's case, I built his voice so where he can sing falsetto without ever losing his voice. Although now he's starting to sing more in his lower register. So, you know, he's using voice building for that capacity.
Yeah, nice. Nice. And is someone like Brian Wilson, who has actually probably suffered some vocal damage, what did you find working with him?
Well, you know, Brian's not necessarily vocal damage. I mean, you know, he's had different kinds of damage. You know, he's had a very difficult personal, you know, life when he was successful years ago in the 60s. And it's a matter of, you know, he was not naturally a great singer, and in his case, it was a matter of building his voice up so he could, you know, overcome his physical limitations.
Great. Sounds like you've helped a lot of people.
You know, don't forget about Jack Klugman, who had throat cancer.
Yeah, that was amazing. I read about that. Yeah, so he has throat cancer. I guess he couldn't speak at all after the first...
Didn't speak at all. You know, yeah, Entertainment Tonight did a piece on that, by the way. It's very interesting. Yeah, Jack had throat cancer. They removed one of his vocal cords. They had to replace it with a prosthetic. Then they radiated his throat on top of everything else and left him with no voice. And I was able to build his voice back to where he can begin acting again. So, I've done that kind of thing a number of times.
Wow.
As you can see, the vocal mechanism, because it's constructed by muscles, is very, very flexible and very susceptible to being developed.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say, so the ordinary person who's kind of listening in, who maybe thinks, oh, gee, I'd like to improve my voice, what's the most common mistake that people make with their voice?
Well, by thinking, first of all, that you're born, the voices you have is the ones you're born with. Right? That's, and then like it's like your eye color. It is what it is, and nothing I can do about it. That's not true. Your voice is made of muscles, and the way that you speak or way that you sing a lot, it's a result of years of habitual use of your voice. Also, psychological characteristics. If you had a very domineering mother or father who told you, be quiet, over time, your throat closes up, and you think this nasalized voice is your real voice. When in reality, that voice was traumatized by a horrible upbringing. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest misconception. The second misconception is that your voice is delicate. If you study voice, you're told, oh, don't push your voice, you could hurt yourself, this and that. The vocal musculature is some of the most enduring, toughest musculature of your body. Think about it. You can talk all day long without losing your voice. What kind of, they're pretty strong muscles, aren't they?
Yeah. Although, having just recently lost my voice, I don't know.
Well, you know, you are human. But
yeah. Well, that
would try to do a curl all day long and see how long you'll last. You know, the vocal muscles are very, very tough. They're very enduring and resistant muscles.
Very true. And my mind was a virus, so I'm just kidding you.
Right.
What was the most difficult thing you've ever done, or the most difficult person you've worked with?
Oh my God! Want me to expose that? You want me to keep my job? Shame on you. Why don't I put it this way? I work with celebrities. Doesn't that answer all the questions?
It does. It does for sure. Gary, do you ever come up to Toronto at all?
I've been there on tour, but, you know, I'm sure I'll be there sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's great stuff. I'm sure there's a number of people here at Rogers. We're across Canada. And I'm sure they'd be fascinating to hear what you have to say. But in the meantime, they can get your iPad app. Tell me where they can pick that up.
You know, they can get it right at the Apple Store. You can go to my website, which is garycatona.com, GaryCatona.com, and you can get it there, and you can get it on the Apple Store, and there it is. It's there, ready for you.
Okay. And what else is keeping you busy these days?
Oh, my God, it's endless. You know, I'm just so busy with students and you know, the application just came out. And so, you know, this is a very important time in my life. I mean, my goal is to get my voice building system universally acceptable. That's my goal. And that's what I'm working for right now.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's terrific and wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll get the word out about the app so other people can check you out, too.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.